Thank you for giving me the floor, and I try to be very quick. I think there has been large agreement, and the contentious or the, let's say, open question is whether we should keep the word contain or replace it does not refer to. I have probably missed or just, yeah, it escaped my attention why a guideline should not contain an obligation. And we are just stating that it does not contain an obligation. But maybe I misunderstood, Mr. Fourteau. To me, the sentence with contain makes sense, but I'm also not strictly opposed to refers to, because it's both is true. Draft guideline neither contains such an obligation, nor does it refer to an obligation. Rather, what it says is means of dispute settlement refers to, and then it lists different methods. It does not refer to an obligation as well. So